Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So yesterday, a ton of coverage, Lee, of arguments before the Supreme Court about the abortion law.
Yes.
This is going to be a fascinating one to watch. No matter how you feel about abortion, but also no matter how you feel about states' rights.
Right.
I mean, this is also as much of a states' rights or a debate that we're having right now as it is an abortion one.
But you won't hear that in the media.
No. No, and the left loves states' rights when they're rebelling against something they don't
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
In fact, they use it states' rights much better than we do. We're behind the cue ball on that one. But what's really interesting, this actually first ran in the Washington Post, and they didn't mean it as a defense of the Mississippi abortion law. But they were looking around the world, and this is actually shocking, and it's sort of ricocheted around the internet ever since with the follow links back to the Post. But I didn't realize this. If the Supreme Court allows Mississippi to, what the law does is says, hey, you know what? After 15 weeks, you can't have an abortion. That's just grotesque. I mean, that's a child's too far along. And so this is what the test case of that. And then of course, if that is allowed to stand, then it'll be like, okay, well, how about 14 weeks? Cause you know, that's what the states will do. Okay. Well, how about 12? Well, how about 10? And then we'll be having these debates, right? So the left is completely freaked out here, right? And they're, mm-hmm. and what you're going to hear is screaming and caterwauling. If the Mississippi law is upheld, that this, oh, we're going back to, you know, the handmaids, whatever.
Yeah. Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. And we're going back to, you know, male supremacy. No. Here's why. And again, I'm shocked that the Washington Post admitted this. Editor must have been asleep. Do you realize that there are only half a dozen other countries in the world that allow late term abortions after 15 weeks? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was not really fully aware of that, but I had heard before that we really have some of the most liberal abortion rules in this country that many other nations don't follow.
Yeah, we are way out of the mainstream.
Any other time, liberal, progressive, secularist are wanting to look at international law and what other nations are doing.
Ah, good point. Not this time, though. No. So it's us, Vietnam, North Korea. Always want to be in the company of North Korea.
Yeah.
China. I mean, so these are not countries that you generally want to be in the company of when it comes to abortion. So this let's see, it's China, North Korea, Vietnam, Singapore, Canada, the Netherlands, Iceland. I've never heard of this country before. Guinea-Bissau. Bissau?
Okay.
Bissau, don't know. Anyway, yeah, they allow. So that's it. So to me, that was just a wall up because I've always thought of, you know, the late term abortion. I mean, I hate it being legal, but I've always thought of that as a fairly normal thing in the Western world, or like something people do. They shouldn't, but something that is legal. But it's not. I had no idea we were so far out of the mainstream. Most developed countries today, this is from Fox News Channel's special report with Jillian Turner yesterday. Most developed countries today allow elective abortions only during the first trimester or up to about 12 weeks. And only 59 out of 190 nations allow elective abortions at all. Elective abortion is for any reason.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's no, you just want one. And that's all you have to say. That's shocking. Only 59 out of 190 nations allow elective abortions at all. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Listen to this. And again, Mississippi is being painted as this, you know, backwater of ignorance here, right? And repression of women.
Yeah.
But 47 out of 50 countries in Europe limit abortion prior to 15 weeks.
Yeah.
Over half of European countries limit abortion to 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. 8 of them don't allow elective abortion at all. I had no idea. So, again, I mean, if you look at it this way, Mississippi, with their limits, is still going to be a radical pro-choice state.
Compared to Europe.
Yes, and compared to the world, really.
Yeah.
I'm not used to thinking of Mississippi as a radical pro-choice state. You know, it's more like Vermont or something.
Yeah.
You know, where they actually just passed a horrific abortion law almost up until the moment of birth there. That was on the ballot.
That's just unconscionable.
That's infanticide. That's what that is.
It is. Absolutely is. It's murder.
Yeah. And, it is. And if you can, so I just wanted to put some perspective on this so that if the Supreme, and I think the Supreme Court I think they'll probably uphold Mississippi or part of it. That would be my guess. I don't know. But watch the left go wild and remember what I just told you.
Yeah. Well, I think what the court will probably do is try to find some way to split the hairs there and do something that would give Mississippi the opportunity to do that, but then give cover for those who still want to keep this horrible practice of abortion on demand available in this country. They'll find some way to try to appease both sides.
The whole abortion thing, just putting aside the issue of abortion, where you stand on, just forgetting that for a minute, has always been so bizarre to me. It's just stuck out as the sore thumb of a very bad Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah.
Because they essentially federalized it.
Yes.
And again, there is a right to life in the Constitution, but there's no right to an abortion. It doesn't appear.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever rights were not reserved for the federal at the federal level for the federal government are supposed to go to who? The states.
The states, yeah.
Well, it's not even mentioned.
No.
Abortion's not mentioned in the Constitution.
So it's something that should be up to the states.
That is so plain. Yeah. It's like plain as the nose on your face.
Yes.
And then you've got the right to life in the Constitution.
Right.
So I never understand. I think it's a bad legal ruling on top of everything else.
Well,
it's
that's
just
what
bad.
So many, judicial scholars have said all along, this is a very bad decision. It was predicated on a very shaky ground because there is no way that you can connect it to anything in the Constitution. You have to completely go outside of the Constitution, completely outside the bounds of anything that was in the Constitution to find some right for that.
And the way it got so radical was when you combined the Casey ruling with the Roe v. Wade. And the problem we had was, well, okay, if we're going to find this enshrined in the Constitution somehow, we're going to find this. Well, then you can't restrict it because it's a right. Much like you can't really restrict speech. I mean, you can a little bit, but not much. And so that was the thing. And that's what's being walked back right now. That's the big question is, can states limit this? And the answer, I think clearly our founders would have said, duh.
I just think it's very ironic that you still see the signs, my body, my choice. But of course, that doesn't come to vaccine mandates.
No, I know. And it's the same people.
Yes, exactly.
Don't take my abortion, my body, my choice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, then I just won't get this shot. Killer!
Yeah.
Just, okay. Strange moral universe you live in.
Sotomayor having the audacity to sit there and talk about, we're trying to make this political. That's what the Democrat Party is founded upon, is on the abortion standard. That's almost the entire party is based upon that as a woman's right and as a universal right. I mean, and that's why she's trying to say, oh, you're making it political, because it is political, because you folks made it that way. And it could very likely, you know, cause a slight stumble of the Democrat stool, as knocking off one of the legs there, because it's one of their founding principles.
You know, it's so interesting to me that you say that, because my college girlfriends all vote for Democrats. Some of them are hardcores, right? But the rest of them, you know, you go, like, just talking to them over the years, you go issue by issue by issue, but they're conservatives.
Yes.
They don't like taxes. They hate welfare. They can't stand the federal government. They wish it was smaller. I mean, like, we agree on everything, but the reason they vote Democrat, well, I got to keep my abortion rights. Okay.
So are you wanting to get pregnant so that you can end the life of a child? Is that Is that your reasoning?
So I never understood this because the vast majority of them never had any abortions. I don't even understand what you're talking about. Well, for my daughter. Okay.
So you want your daughter to get pregnant so she can end the life of a child?
I don't understand that. I got to tell you, as a parent, I'm already having that conversation as we're talking about things in life like this with my daughter and my sons. Please don't ever do that. You can always come to me. I will take the child with joy. I would love to raise a grandchild in retirement, if I had to, not, I'm not saying go out and get one, but I'm saying, if I had to, I would be more than happy. Yes. You can always come to me. Please do not ever resort to that.
Right. Because you're going to walk the walk as well as talk the talk.
And, it was interesting for me to watch this because my parents were deeply, deeply religious. And my husband jokes, actually was joking as recently as this weekend, that I grew up in the Soviet Union. And that he has to culturate me and make me American because we didn't have HBO. I didn't see any of the things that kids talked about. So he jokes that I grew up in the USSR, and he's kidding, right? But my parents were extremely religious, and my sister got pregnant out of wedlock. And I can remember thinking, oh, my God, I can't imagine telling them, like having the courage to do that. Yeah. Wow, that would be terrible. But she did, and they were awesome.
Right.
They were so awesome, and my nephew is grown up with, at times living in my grandparents' house, the two of them, because it's tough if you're a single mom. But my parents were incredibly understanding. And I think sometimes you just got to give people a little credit.
Yeah.
I'm so glad my sister didn't have the fear I would have and do something else. I'm so glad I have my nephew. He is such a treasure. Just the kind of kid who lights up a room. And I'm so glad she had him. But it was incredibly courageous of her. I can't imagine even today telling them that. But she did. So there are other options, and they turn out quite well many times.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texture Rich, how many abortions can you have that this needs to be such an issue? Makes no sense. I don't know. Texture Rich, hey, Tira, if we just mandate abortions, the Democrats would end them immediately. Another texter writes, one single-cell organism on Mars is considered life, but a heartbeat on Earth is just tissues. So says Frank from Greer. Texter writes, y'all act like you're surprised the left goes outside the Constitution to rule on things. LOL. Texter writes, in this day and age, if you don't know how babies are made, you are the problem. Abortion is not birth control. One of the North Carolina one of the North Carolina congressmen who voted for the database texted me back this morning and said the bill blocks a vaccine passport. What is the real story? So says Lauren. Okay, yeah, he's yanking your chain, but also not. I should have explained this better this morning. We were talking about this. This is the biggest story today. This is terrifying where they're going. The House has just voted along, including 80 Republican votes, to authorize a vaccine database. That's the backbone for a vaccine passport. Trust me, they don't want it for any other reason but to restrict your movement and your rights. And the Biden administration has been very clear. Their ultimate goal is to even restrict state travel. They want to go full Australia is what they want to do. Okay, so this says one of the NC congressmen who voted for the database texted me back this morning and said the bill blocks a vaccine passport. Yes, Joe Biden has said, not that that means anything because he goes back on what he says a lot, Joe Biden has said the federal government's not going to do a vaccine passport. And they're not. Because it was developed privately. So the Microsoft one I'm talking about that they started developing in January and have had ready to go since May is not federal. It's private. And the understanding is, and this will work too. Let me put it this way. It would work better if the vaccine mandates were left in place by the judges. And maybe they will be by the Supreme Court. I don't know. But the vaccine passports are private. And the idea was that businesses would mandate vaccines either because Biden told them to or because they're just doing it on their own. And they would use the passports created by the Microsoft cabal to manage all of it. So, yeah, this has never been a federal government prerogative. They've never pursued it federally. But what Microsoft needs and the vaccine passport creators need is a database, an official database they can tap into. That is how they will use it. So, no, the federal government will not be doing vaccine passports from this. And they don't need to. And that was one of the things last year when Joe Biden announced, hey, you know, now we're not doing federal vaccine passports. Microsoft was already developing this stuff. They know they don't have to. And if the government did it anyway, people would freak out. It has to come from the private sector. But it will be based on, and I've been telling you this from the beginning, be based on state, now federal databases. That's what they want. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I'm 6 feet tall, 183 pounds. Do I envy your metabolism. I bet you ate like a fool over Thanksgiving. Tara, 6 feet tall, 183 pounds, baby face and hard time gaining weight. A beard is not going to help. LOL. It will if you get in a fight. Yeah, it'll lessen your chance your jaw gets broken. So there you go. Texter writes, Tara, be careful what you wish for. I believe if Roe v. Wade is overturned, it will hurt the Republicans' chances in the 2022 elections. I believe these women will come out in the millions and vote Democrat. Could be. Could also take the issue off the table, too. Oh, this one breaks my heart. Texter writes, I wanted kids more than anything. How many other women are like me? Give me your kids. I'll raise them. Yeah, I have questions for the universe. I swear. Good people can't have kids or can't have more kids. I wanted more so bad, too. And yet women who don't want them throw them aside. I don't get it. I'll never understand. And I'm so sorry that is the case with you. Texter writes, let's see, let's get it. Tara, do Black Americans notice the difference between bans? I think they mean travel bans from Africa, but not from South America. Is it because those from South America are not Black? Democrats always show what they are if you look. Another texter writes, Elon got miffed. Oh, Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO. Elon got miffed at Apple venturing into the electric car business and has been developing a phone to compete in their space. Check out the Tesla Pi phone. I didn't know that. Another texter writes, if the unvaxxed cannot travel out of their home state, then we cannot bring unvaxxed illegals into the states. Oh, but they can. And they are, because they don't care about COVID. It's about control. And look, folks, how else do you think that the Biden administration is going to keep you from going over state lines if you're unvaxxed? They've said that's their goal. I'm not predicting they'll pull it off, but they've said that's their goal. How are they going to do it? They need vaccine passports. They told you what they're going to do. They tell you. We'd never believe them. Including Republicans who, unfortunately, are elected to Congress. How we have these conversations on the show. Texter writes, hey, Tara, as someone who used to have a beard and used to get in fights and play sports, getting in a fight with a beard is not a good thing because people can grab it. And also, when they hit you, it ripped the skin where the hairs are being pulled out because of the impact. You do not want a beard in a fight. Okay, but tell me more about the fight. That sounds crazy. What were you fighting over? I swear, I have the most colorful audience ever. Oh, you know what? I've been thinking about this question. We don't do enough of this fun stuff. I was thinking about this the other day. What thing, we could even continue this tomorrow if it amuses me. What thing do you do that is completely nonsensical, in your opinion? Like, it has no purpose, or it's just silly, but you do it because your spouse demands it. It's easier not to fight, or they've just ground you down. What thing do you do that you never used to do before and would never do again if your spouse was suddenly out of the picture? Not that we want that, but yeah. And now you've been doing it for so long, you forgot it doesn't make sense. You're just totally beaten. I have a few things I do like that. I know my husband does too, to be fair. What are those for you? This is your chance to vent. You could text him to 71307 or call me 800-347-1063 on the Ingalls Markets talk line.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, we got an answer from the Bearded Wonder earlier, who says he doesn't like a beard on his face because people pull it when he gets into a fight. I was like, who are you fighting? I always ask that question of this audience because, man, we have got some brawlers. We do, with colorful lives. Texter writes, okay, my beard used to get caught between my helmet and my shoulder pads while playing football. The fights I used to get in were when I was a bouncer. That's kind of cool. It's colorful. All right, so folks texting in, the thing they do, you must have a thing you do. The thing you do because your spouse, well, just because your spouse. Like, you know, the fight's been beaten out of you, or it's just easier to go along. But it makes no sense to you whatsoever. Do you have anything like this, Producer Tim? Your spouse, something you're, think about it for a minute. Get back to me. It's nonsensical to you. You don't do, but your spouse is just so caught up in it, you're like, okay, I give up. But if you were ever to, you know, move out on your own so you would not do it anymore. Texter writes, put up Christmas decorations. Yeah, that's probably ditto for my poor husband. I don't think he'd put up a thing. You got one, Tim? I put you on the spot, so I shouldn't have done that. What's yours? Is he in there?
What was the question? One more time.
Okay, here's the thing. He's the fill-in producer today. You have to pay attention to what the host is saying. You know how that's how this works, right?
Yeah.
There will be a quiz afterward. I should have given you one yesterday. I'm kidding. You don't have to listen. But you should, though, just in case it goes haywire, you know, we go off the air. Never mind, I'll ask you later. But the question was, do you have, because you're married, right?
I am married.
Yes, okay. So do you have a thing that you do because your wife demands it, but it makes no sense to you, but you just do it that way anyway because it's just easier than just fighting?
Oh, yeah.
You have some things like that?
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you what mine is. Mine is, my husband has to have the dishwasher set just so. So all the plates have to be facing one direction. Everything has to be in its place, right? And I'll do that when I got a large load, because I know that to get it totally clean, I'm going to have to. But when it's a half load or something, I don't care. I got plates facing each other. They're half leaning all over. It's crazy. It drives him nuts. He will come behind me and reorder the dishwasher, creating work for himself. And then he'll say he did the dishes. So I have to order the plates and set it up just so. And to put the things on the shelf in the dishwasher that I know where he would put them, but I don't think they belong there. You know what I mean? Like, it does. I want to chuck it all in. I'm in a hurry. Has to be just right. Or he will stop that sucker and come right behind me and reorder the whole thing.
I can't say anything because I do the same thing to my wife.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, you're that guy. Okay. No. Okay. That makes sense. So you're the one. You know what we need to do? We'll call your wife. That's what we'll do.
Well, I can't do that. She's at work right now. She wouldn't be able to answer. Okay. But the thing that she does for me is mopping the floor. So, like, I'll go to mop the floor, and she will come right behind me and do it all over. I'm just like, why wouldn't you just mop the floor yourself?
Yes. Does she kind of do that, like, she doesn't specifically say she's taking the mop from you. She kind of just nudges you with her hip, sort of, and then slides into the mop. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't rip it out of your hand. She just sort of gently nudges you aside and goes out. So my husband does that, too.
No.
With the dishwasher.
She's totally mean about it.
Oh, is she? She just rips it out of your hands.
Yeah, she just, give me that. Just give me it.
Oh, yeah. No, so that goes definitely on in my house. Yeah, and the thing with the dishwasher. So, like, if my husband is not home, okay, and I know he's not coming back for a while, it's a free-for-all. That thing is getting loaded up in a way that is going to drive him nuts. And then when he opens it to unload it, if he gets to it before me, I'll be like, look, it's fine. There is nothing stuck to the dishes. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm like that. I have to have my dishes put away a certain way, though. It's more about where they get put away. If somebody puts something in the wrong spot, then I'm just, I rampage.
Yeah, so these are things that you do. And, you know, like, there, if you get into a grooving relationship, like, you know, if you were to get old and your spouse was to pass on or something, you might still do them for a while and then start to ask yourself, why am I doing this? It makes no sense. It's funny. Texter writes, OMG, I do the exact same thing with our dishwasher, LOL. Another texter, OMG, I am just like your husband. I am the guy who will put things in there backwards on spite. And it makes me crazy too funny. Texter writes, Rambo, OCD local. No, he's not. Well, let's put it this way. Every relationship really needs a person who colors inside the lines. You know what I'm saying? I am not that person in our relationship. I do not color inside. That color will we're all over the place. So, you know what? You need one of you. You know what I mean? It's good like that. He's like, because he handles the bill paying, the finances. You know what I mean? And that's good. Text writes, I do the same thing with my dishwasher as your husband. This is a woman. Tara, I do the same thing with my dishwasher as your husband. It drives my husband crazy. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm a man with a beard. My wife doesn't expect me to do silly, pointless things. Oh, I bet you do. I bet I could find one. I bet I could if I knew you. Texter writes, I don't know, but just pee on the floor and not clean it up? Men do that, by the way. Men can't see it. They don't. What?
I don't do that.
Oh, I bet. No, I bet. Do you have boys?
I have one boy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then you got that in your house. You do. Dribbles yeah, right down that. The side of the toilet. They never see it. Never do.
Yeah, he does that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got to break him of that. You got till he's 18. okay, so Texter writes, not so much what I do, but what I don't do. My wife bought me a Harley 4 years ago. She will not get on it and ride with me, nor will she allow me to take our 7-year-old for a ride on it. Smart mom, who desperately wants to ride on the back of daddy's bike. No point in only good if I can't share it with my family, so I'm going to sell it. Yeah. No, you know what? I actually get her completely. I am terrified of motorcycles. They are not fun. But she bought it because she loves you. She just doesn't want you to die. It actually makes a weird kind of sense. Texter writes, watch the movie Sleeping with the Enemy and takes what you're talking about to the extreme. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, my wife folds shirts before she takes them to hang them in the closet. Okay, that would drive me nuts. So that'd be one of those things I'd put my foot down, though. I'm going to have to break him of that, not the other way around. Tara, you have to put the dishes in the right order. It makes putting them away easier. Okay, all right, you got a point with that. But you know what? It takes more time when you're stacking up, you know? Texter writes, hey, Tara, you have to put the dishes in the right order. It makes putting them away easier. My husband sees it my way now. Oh, I bet he grumbles to himself, though. Well, look at us. A week later, Politico, catching up with your humble host. Yeah, I've actually been talking about this for about 2 weeks now. The horrific poll numbers for Biden among young people. And this is actually a pretty sanitized poll. It's a Politico poll. And theirs is much better. They must have padded this. Among 18 to 29-year-olds, Biden is at a 46% approval rating, a 13 percentage point drop from the spring. Yeah, you look at the civics polls, they're big trackers, CIVIQS. You could go to their website and see. It's stunning. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, and it's still tracking the same. You want to know what Biden's favorable rating is, 18 to 34? I mean, that's a key voting group for the Democrats. They need that in the high 50s. You know what his approval, his favorable rating is? 36%. Never seen that in modern politics. 56% unfavorable with that group, 9% unsure. So it's stunning. And we went through that a couple of weeks ago, and I said, okay, well, all right, that's 18 to 34. I mean, those Democrat 18 to 34s are always overwhelmingly Democrat, and then they get more conservative as they actually have to pay bills and live in the real world. So I was like, okay, well, let's hone in on states where you're like, yeah, they got to be down with Biden in California, right, among 18 to 34s. So let's throw California in, see what that does. How's he doing there? Probably the most liberal state in the nation, right? Just 42% favorable. With 18 to 34s, 49% unfavorable. This is a bloodbath. I've been talking about it for a while. This has been showing up in the crosstabs of polls, so I'm like, I've started noticing it as I'm reading other polls. What is stunning about it is if you look now, this is the thing that we really haven't seen. I mean, we've not seen a president who's a Democrat this unpopular with young people. But here's the weird thing. He is less popular among 18 to 34s than he is among 35s to 49s. Never seen that either. He does better with 35s to 49s across the nation than he does 18 to 34s. This is young people no longer at home in the Democrat Party. I'm not saying the Republicans. I don't know where they're coming from. So look at this. 18 to 34s, Biden has a shockingly low 36% favorable rating. That is a gut punch. 56% unfavorable. So let's jump to 35, 49s, right? And I hate to get too wonky on the radio, but stick with me. 40% favorable among them. 54% unfavorable. So he is more popular with 35 to 49 than 18 to 34. That's new. We've never seen that before. That's why they're not talking about it. And that's why Politico did the poll, because they know it's a problem. They know people are going to start talking about it. They needed a better poll that's more padded. So Biden's only at 46%. Favorable in that poll among young people. That's a lie. It's worse than that. So this is a pad poll to make a very bad problem look better. So you got to wonder, I mean, if he is losing the thread with these young people, what's that add up to as they get older? I'm not saying they're going to vote Republican. I'm just wondering, is this a temporary breakup? I mean, those are radical numbers. That's not a small departure. I mean, it's a 13-point swing in Politico's padded poll. I don't know, folks. I got to tell you, this country is just changing in so many ways. It's like every other day we see something we've never seen before. It gobsmacks you. I like this texter. Texter writes, Tara, when I load the dishwasher, I feed her margaritas. Well, that's one way to distract her. Another texter writes, after 34 years, I don't remember who I used to be. Oh, of marriage. I get it. I don't remember who I used to be. I'm fully trained. Another texter writes, dishwasher. Yeah, I do that. And I order the knives and silverware as I put them away. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, at GE, we have yearly goals we get rated on. Wonder if being the genius text of the day would count? I sure have that as a personal goal. Oh, you may get there. You may get there. I don't know if you could turn it in at GE. I don't know if it would hurt or help you, though. Best not to associate with the show in public if you work at GE. Texter writes, hey, Tara, 45 years ago, we were blessed because a young lady did not have an abortion. Forever grateful to her. Wonder what that means. Y'all got to give me more details. You tell me these tantalizing bits of your life story. and then you don't give me the rest. Texture rates. My wife has an internal struggle between her ADD and her COD. Do you mean OCD? I'm missing that, some of that. Texture rates. I don't want to meet the 36% that approve of Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, they're fully nuts. A lot of them are in straitjackets as we speak in mental institutions, but he's very popular there.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.